Towards the end of our daf, the Gemara makes a very interesting reference to Raven. Abai refers to him as Avin Tichl. Why? So in Farshim explained that Raven's real name was Rav Avin. Raven is merely a short form for Rav Avin. So Abai refers to him as Avin, which was his real name, but adds another word, Avin Tichl. What does that mean? It says Rashi, on the last line, Avin Tichl, Kaver is Banav Hoya. He lost his children throughout his lifetime. He was childless as a result of that, of these tragedies. So it's very startling that Abai, why would Abai refer to him in this manner? Avin Tichl. Avin Tichl, Leima Hamilsa. Should he speak these words? Should he express himself in this manner? Why do you refer to him in this way? Making reference to his tragic life. I saw a very interesting pshat based on the Sefer Chasidim, who says that there are two ways to perpetuate a person's memory, to continue, to have a continuous existence in this world. A person leaves this world, but leaves over his generation, his deiris, his descendants. That's one way. But the Sefer Chasidim, quoting a pasuk that we lay on the Haftarah of Etanis, V'nasati lehem Yad Bebesi, Yad Hashem Toiv Mibonim Mibonis. Hashem says, sometimes people that are childless, I will give them a shame in my home better than sons and daughters. Explains the Sefer Chasidim. Sometimes it can happen that a person leaves the world childless without leaving any descendants, any sons and daughters. Says Hashem, you can still have a continuity, a hemshech in this world. It's very important to have a hemshech. You know, David HaMelech, it's brought in Gemara and Shkolim. David HaMelech asked Hashem that please, please, they should mention my words of Torah in this world after I pass away. It's very important. It's a big schus that a person should have a continuity in this world. Because this is where it's happening. This is the real place where schusim are generated, where Torah mitzvah are generated. Says Sefer Chasidim, so a person leaves over a child, yeah, the child continues in his derech, and he has that continuity. But sometimes it doesn't happen. Hashem says, I can give you something which is better, more valuable than sons and daughters. What is that? Your Torah, which you leave behind, and which is learned even after your passing. Through that you have a hemshech, you have a continuity, and an existence even down this world. So the Mefarshim say, this was Abaye's point, when he said, Avin Tichl, why do you say this? What he meant to say is like this, Avin is not leaving over any children, and his continuity is based on his Torah. If he leaves some Torah behind, which has value, which carries weight, then he has a schusim. He's meant to say real Torah that has value, Torah that's to the point. That's why he's expressing his surprise. Avin Tichl is meant to make sure that his Torah is true and valuable. It's authentic. He should say such a thing. So he was merely trying to motivate him, trying to inspire him to express Torah, true words of Torah, which have value, which will be better than banim v'banis. Incidentally, you know, some the Gemaras with Nekudas, they write the name Raven with a comet, Raven. But it would seem, according to this, that his name was really Avin, or Oven, but it was Rav Oven. So Raven is really Raven, not Raven. You know, the story about Meir Shapiro, you know, that he passed away without any children, and the story goes that he was once taking a walk with a Talmud right outside the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which he established. And they were walking along, and he turned to his companion, and he said, these are my two children. He didn't have any children, so he said, these are my two children. The Daf Yomi program, which I've established, that's my child, it's my baby. And he pointed to the building of the yeshiva, Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin. These are my two children, Toiv, Mibonim, Mibonis. And look, his schus, his Daf Yomi, continues on and on and on. It's a true schus for him, lenetzach.